Hello, everybody. My name's Adia Walker, and the business I created was Athlete Archive. Just to preface this, that is spelled wrong. I messed up on my first slide, but once this company makes a lot of money, it'll be okay. This will be a funny story to tell everybody. Okay. So basically, my company's purpose is it's a small app developed for small athletic departments. There are hundreds of pictures taken at each game, and athletic departments have to sort all of their pictures manually for each game, for each sports team. This app will automatically do that for them. So the solution here is kind of the app's homepage right now. You upload all of your photos into the app, and it will quickly sort it using, jersey recognition. So say basketball player's number 5, the software will recognize the number and sort it into their folder that has their name and number in it. Why now? So now there is an increase in demand for digital content in athletics, such as highlights, reels, marketing, like all of the things trying to promote all of the athletes, because athletic departments draw in a lot of money for schools. Athletic departments, especially small ones, are very much understaffed. Our athletic department, for example, only has about 5 to 7 people working on game management, working on all the social media compliance. They do absolutely everything for our entire department. This app will reduce that time significantly. Research shows that about 15 hours a week will be saved with this app. So our market opportunity, competitors, there are many like storage sort of things out there, like Boxout, Dropbox, just generic cloud storage, but none of these softwares will do it automatically. There's all manual sorting when it comes to these different softwares. Our target audience right now is small athletic departments within California. I'm going to try and stay in the PAC West. The PAC West is the conference that our school's teams compete in, and these are all private universities and often with small athletic departments. After that, kind of expanding to more D2 schools in California, there's another conference, the CCAA, which is all the public schools of the state that are at the D2 level. And then hopefully after that, maybe talk to some junior colleges, outreach like that. So traction and financials, were a subscription-based business. It's about $300 per month or $2,700 per year. Based on those numbers, we're going to break even about at the 7-9 month mark, and we will continue to make money after 10 months. Before then, we'll only have 1 or 2 athletic departments, and if they pay for a year, that's all the money we're going to get from that school that year, monthly, only about $300 a month. So once we expand to more, there will be more money. My team, Riley, I'm working on the product development and outreach to all the different communities, and she's working on getting the photos to the actual athletes. I'm just the organizing part. And then for my call to action, if you would like to save time, if you know any small athletic departments that have a small staff, please let's connect. Thank you.
So you say that you've gotten interest from small athletic departments. Tell us a little bit more about who you've talked to, what you've heard.
Basically, I've just talked to Dominican right now. I did interviews with the staff, and They said this would save them a ton of time. I didn't get a response from some of the other schools that I've outreached to. At the time, I kind of told them it was like a school project. I didn't really market it as like a, hey, this is a business I'm starting when I was doing the interviews. So I think if I'm going to outreach again, outreach in a different kind of way.
Talk to me about that. I've got some ideas.
Okay.
In a group photo, like say basketball photo, girls across photo, it's a lot of people. Would you put that in a very specific tab, I guess, or would say everybody just be included in that photo?
I would have a team photo, okay. Like folder.
Cool.
Cool. Right now, so I do this. I manually sort the photos for the school. Right now there's like each individual player's photo and then there's all the team photos. So like when you see like team photos for like game days or like whatever, that's where we pull from.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And just confirming, so right now it's an internal tool for the athletic departments to use, but would there be potential in the future to kind of expand it out to even access external opportunities like NIL opportunities and sharing images and things like that? And have you thought through what that could potentially be if that's on your scope?
Yeah, so right now it's just targeted for like the athletic departments, right? But with working with Riley, sharing those with the athletes, so they can post it on their social medias and they can use it for NIL and that sort of thing. NIL isn't super big in D2 as it is in D1, but D1s have really big athletic departments. They have a lot of people. They're very efficient in what they do. So as it grows, hopefully we can start promoting that more.
Would the picks have a ghost stamp of your company name across them for the NIL thing?
I don't think so. Okay. I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She brings up a really important point.
Yeah.
Even D2 players, mm-hmm. right, can have NIL contracts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if you and Luke have them. But, right, okay, here's a tough question, because you and I both work pretty closely with athletics.
Yeah.
Your target audience are small school ADs. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. How many are there in California?
Okay, so all of the PacWest schools.
13.
Yeah, there's 13. They have a small athletics department, and then all of the JUCOs in California, which is like over 106.
Okay, so you were saying we're going to break even at the 7-month mark. Is that based on 90% of those schools going with you?
That's based on three schools.
Oh, three schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a lean operation. And I know you well enough to know you could go out and get three customers in an hour.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions?
Question about the technology. Because
yes.
If I understand, your differentiator is that your product will organize the images automatically instead of by hand.
Yeah.
How'd you develop that technology?
I just used Replit. I just used the AI.
Okay.
It's not public yet. I believe I'm going to need to, I need some help with it,
mm-hmm.
To get it to where it's supposed to be. But I'm very close. I'm right there. So.
Right there. Well, that, I mean, that's a big innovation to bring to market this morning. And one other question, if I may, have you, outside of small athletic departments who are understaffed and need this to help them, Are there applications outside of athletic departments that are small organizations that might need this?
Honestly, any small like photography company, like say uh-huh. like, I know there's where I'm from Reno. There are sports photographers that work with high schools, and because like high schools don't have athletic departments that do social media usually. It's usually like separate companies. For example, Ranson is the one who did it for my high school. If he had this, he could automatically sort all his photos for all of the high schools that he takes pictures for. So that is another target market. Right now, just sticking with small athletic departments, but there is an opportunity to expand.
Thank you. All right.